Welcome to the Luminous Podcast, weekly meditations, readings, and blessings to assist with our rest, peace, and spiritual wellness. You can find out more at luminousanglican.com.
Happy Easter to you. He is risen. We're going to look at Mark 16, 1 through 8 in the lectionary this year. This is the resurrection of Jesus. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up and they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been moved back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you in Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of our Lord. A fascinating passage. Many people would look at the Gospel of John as one of the more helpful passages. But in our lectionary, we are in Mark this year. So, in our tradition, Easter Sunday is the beginning of an entire season of celebration, the great 50 days of Easter. Easter is an invitation to reimagine our way of thinking, our way of seeing and embracing the world in the light of new life. I love this reimagining, and it also brings up this idea of our imagination. We are created to be imaginative. I love that this writing from the Gospel of Mark helps us to draw a picture in our minds of what this would have looked like. And to me, I write and project into more of a screenplay, a scene, to see how it actually comes out with lighting and movement. And I use my imagination in that way that helps me bring the story to life. And I find it extraordinary that we are still having these conversations about what it really means to imagine what it was like for these women. In this gospel today, we see the resurrection of Jesus being revealed for the first time. Mary Magdalene and Mary of James and Salome, it is written that they didn't speak to anyone because they were so afraid. They left and they fled and they went to the disciples because they were shook, and for good reason. And still, if you follow the story, many of them, the disciples themselves, didn't even believe what they were saying. They couldn't believe it. Now, I love that this is one of those situations where we have to look at it being revealed by women. That is a beautiful and countercultural significance. And the story remained with the women, carrying something so significant. And I love that that is how it plays out. And it's much like the birth of Jesus, the advent of Jesus, all of this that has led to this quiet, subtle, different way than anyone else would have chosen the story to play out. There is a difference between resuscitation and resurrection. When we speak of resurrection, we're speaking about a profound mystery. Astonishment is at the heart of this story and what the translation actually means. Astonishment pushes the limits of our belief and disbelief. To entertain what may be thought to be impossible, yet may actually be reality. It is apparent that much of our world lives under a spell of fear and death. When we live with a pre-resurrection worldview, it's like living in a two-dimensional world that was always meant to be four dimensions. Settling for less when we were always meant for more. With a pre-resurrection view, we allow our politics, pandemics to divide our humanity, making enemies out of neighbors. And when we don't like reality, we just make stuff up. This all reeks of death and fear. Without resurrection, without life, without new creation. Our Creator has written the promise and reminder of resurrection in every bloom of springtime. Perhaps. Hence all the allergies and the pollinators. It will never be too dark for the light of the risen Christ to reach us. This love will always transcend the weight of our humanity. To know Jesus is to know God. In Christ, God became vulnerable to us. To the entire human race, God drew near to us. Close enough to feel the kiss of Judas, to know Peter's denial, to bear witness and be mocked and rejected by humanity, endured Pilate's death sentence, horrific violence, and death itself. So Christ takes upon himself all of us. Philonous said, death vanishes from human nature like straw in flame. The resurrection means the human race matters to God. Christ was made human, God with us, Emmanuel. See, resurrection needs skin, hands, hearts, and voices of witness. We together are witnesses that Christ is alive. How do we claim this? We are witnesses because of the love we have in us. The love that we have to share. You know this is true. And like the Marys of the story today, we must depart the garden and go where we are led to bring the new creation. Father Thomas Keating said that the resurrection of Jesus is actually the first day of the new creation. It is already at work in the world. And one day, there will not be anywhere that's not transfigured by life without end. We are the aroma of resurrection life everywhere we go. Resurrection belongs in the home of a family grieving the death of a child. Resurrection belongs in the home of a loved ones caring for those whose names they can barely remember. Resurrection belongs with those facing the end of a dream, the end of a marriage, the end of hope. God did not make death. God has no partnership with it. Wisdom 1:13. Does that challenge your theology? I hope so. God does not delight in death. Ezekiel 18:23. God is the reality that we have the opportunity of new life. 1 Corinthians 15:26 says that death is the final enemy of God and the final enemy of humanity. For we are permitted to hate it with a perfect contempt. Because creation wasn't made for it. Resurrection compels us to renounce fear and death. Wendell Berry said that we demonstrate the power of God's redemption of the world in how we live and love. And practicing resurrection is following Jesus' call to love our neighbors and our enemies. My friend Kenneth Tanner says, our lives should be fragrant with eternity. This incarnation of Jesus becomes a truly kenotonic act. This kenosis of emptying and new life is our way forward. And so every Easter we sing, Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. And our Orthodox sisters and brothers continue with, and upon those in the tombs, bestowing life. To the glory of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If you would like more information or ways to be a part of Luminous, please go to luminousanglican.com. Peace be with you.